And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 6th of October, 2014. It's German-American Day today. It was on this date in 1683. William Penn brought the first group of German settlers to America, to Pennsylvania. 13 of them from the Lower Rhine Valley, most of them Quakers or Mennonites. They came to Pennsylvania and founded the settlement Germantown. It was on this date, 1945, a Greek tavern owner in Chicago named William Cyanus was thrown out of Wrigley Field in Chicago for trying to bring a goat to a game. It was the World Series, and the Chicago Cubs were up 2-1 over the Detroit Tigers. Cyanus had a tavern across the street from the ballpark. He thought the goat would bring the team good luck, so he bought 2 tickets, one for him, one for the goat, whose name was Murphy. They wouldn't let him into the ballpark because they said the goat stinks. And according to legend, William Cyanus then cursed the team. The Cubs went on to lose the next 3 games, and they have not appeared in a World Series ever since. It was on this date, 2007, that Jason Lewis and the Expedition 360 team completed the first entirely human-powered trip around the world, traveling on human power alone, no help from motors, animals, or even sails to capture the wind. They didn't do it all at once. It took them, in fact, more than 13 years to accomplish this. Set off from Greenwich, England, July 12, 1994, pedaled a boat across the English Channel, bicycled through France, Spain, and Portugal, then crossed the Atlantic Ocean, which took 111 days, landed in Miami, biked and skated across the continental United States. Jason Lewis had to stop and earn money at various times, worked at cattle ranches, funeral homes. About a year into the expedition, he was rollerblading on a Colorado road when he was run over by a drunk driver, both of his legs broken, one almost amputated, spent 6 weeks in the hospital, 9 months recovering before he could resume his trip around the world. Many mishaps. He was arrested in Egypt as a suspected spy, came down with malaria, had 2 hernia operations, was robbed once. And finally, on this day, in 2007, he returned to Greenwich. Here's a poem for today by John Ashbery, entitled Composition. We used to call it the boob tube, but I guess they don't use tubes anymore. Whatever. It serves a small purpose after waking and before falling asleep. Today's news. But is there such a thing as news or even oral history? Yes, when you want to go back after a while and appraise the accumulation of leaves, say in a sandbox, the rest is rented depression. Available only in season, and the season is always next month, a pure but troubled time. That's why I don't go out much, though staying at home never seemed much of an option. And speaking of nutty concepts, surely home is way up there on the list. I feel more certain about now and then, because they are close to me, like lovers, though apparently not in love with me, as I am with them. I like to call to them, and sometimes they reply out of the deep business of some dream. A poem entitled Composition by John Ashbery from Where Shall I Wander, published by Echo Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Arizona State University, with more than 70 campus degrees now available 100% online at online.asu.edu, and by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that's been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.